Hi guys, welcome to English for You. This is Pat
and Christopher,
and we're talking today with our TOEIC box, okay? And we're going to look at some issues to do with business world and other TOEIC related things. The title here is Learning More About Company Health Insurance. We're going to start off with a discussion, which is somebody getting a new job. Now, Chris, what do you usually ask about when you get a new job?
I'll say what I don't ask for is what the pay is right away, because that's sometimes not a good idea.
Maybe gives a bad impression.
Right. But normally I ask things like if there's health insurance or if the hours are guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning if they say you have to work 20 or 40 hours a week, I want to make sure that I do get 20 or 40 hours a week.
Okay, I would often ask about whether I can be flexible with my hours if necessary, and probably also about dress code, because I always want to know what I'm supposed to be wearing when I show up. So we're now going to read an article, a discussion, where Andrew is asking Tracy about other things to do with starting a new job. Let's begin.
Reading.
Learning more about company health insurance.
So, now that we've gone over your salary and working hours, do you have any other questions about the job?
Yes, I do. Do you offer health insurance to employees?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Yes, if you work full-time in our company, you will qualify for a health insurance plan.
Does that cover dental and vision care?
Yes, the package has health, dental, and vision care. Each month, we'll pay for your coverage. So, if you visit the doctor, your medical bills will be very affordable under our plan. Does all of this make sense so far?
It makes perfect sense to me. My last job didn't provide me with health insurance. So, I'm glad to hear that you do.
Of course, all of our full-time employees are covered. But if you have a private health insurance plan that you prefer, then you don't have to join our plan.
That's fine. It's more convenient to be on the company plan. That's one less bill to worry about each month.
I agree. We try our best to take care of our employees.
That sounds great. I'm sure that this is a good place to work, and I hope that I can join you here.
We'll contact you in a week to let you know our decision. Thanks for meeting with us, Andrew.
So before we start, we're going to take a look at the title, which is Learning More About Company Health Insurance, okay? And this word insurance, which is spelled I-N-S-U-R-A-N-C-E, insurance, and this is when a company or a state, an actual country's government, provides a guarantee of money if you lose something or something is damaged or if you are very sick or even if someone dies. Now, this isn't always free. You have to pay something, and we'll talk about that a bit later. But it's basically kind of making sure you're protected in case something bad happens. One example is travel insurance, which if you get robbed or if something terrible happens when you're on vacation, you can cover any money that's stolen or flights that you get cancelled or something. So, as an example, sentence, we can say, you should always take out travel insurance whenever you go abroad.
Do you do this?
I do, yes, and I've cashed it in. I used it after I got robbed.
Ah, see, I've never done had traveler's insurance. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't take things abroad with me that could be stolen.
Well, I just got my money, my wallet, stolen, so, you know, I had to get it back. And health insurance, this is when a company or a state will cover your medical costs. So, if you need to have an operation or you need to buy medication, you spend a lot of money seeing doctors, you can get this covered for you by the company you work for or the government of your country.
That's right. So, the dialogue begins with Tracy, who says, so, now that we've gone over your salary and working hours, Do you have any other questions about the job? Well, I mentioned earlier about not asking what your pay is, and that's what salary is. We spell salary S-A-L-A-R-Y, salary, and that's the money you get paid for working. For example, this job pays an annual salary of $50,000.
Okay, so Andrew replies to that. He says, yes, I do. Do you offer health insurance to employees? Okay, we've discussed health insurance, and he wants to know if he's getting it.
That's right. Tracy says, oh, I'm glad you asked. Yes, if you work full-time in our company, you will qualify for our health insurance plan. So full-time, depending on what type of job it is anywhere between, it's usually more than 20 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Like at our company here at AMC, 40 hours
yes.
is full-time. But for a Bushiban teacher, 20 hours, I think, is considered full-time.
Hmm. In England, we'd say 37.5 is usually about full-time.
Ours is, in the U.S., it's 35 or more.
Okay, so it's probably about the same.
Right.
Whereas part-time, you might only be doing evenings, weekends, you know, a couple of days a week, something like that.
Yeah.
Now, to get health insurance, to qualify for health insurance, you have to be working full-time at this company. And to qualify, which is qualify, to qualify for something means you are allowed to have or get something, usually some kind of benefit or privilege, and you can qualify for something if you meet a necessary condition, okay? For example, if you want to go to the Olympic Games, you need to be very fast or very strong, and you need to meet a certain time. You need to qualify. So we could say Brendan didn't qualify for the Olympic Games because he couldn't run fast enough. It's a shame for Brendan.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Andrew says, does that cover dental and vision care? Mm-hmm. All right, dental is relating to your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple. We spell dental D-E-N-T-A-L, dental, and we say dental care usually.
Mm-hmm. While vision care is about the eyes, so that would be getting new glasses, contact lenses, or possibly having corrective eye surgery.
That's right. Here's an example for dental. Nancy has nice teeth now that she has had some dental work done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tracy replies to this and says, yes, the package has health, dental, and vision care. Each month will pay for your coverage. Okay, and coverage, this is a term which Chris will be more familiar with because I believe it's more of an American term for insurance.
Yeah.
But it means the amount of protection given by an insurance policy. So dental might not be included in your coverage, although in the case of Tracy's company, it is included.
Right. Sometimes for us, we have coverage. It'll be like the amount of money that your the insurance company is willing to pay.
Oh, like maybe up to $1,000 or
yeah,
something
exactly.
like that?
For example, my mother, if she needed to go to the hospital, she needed to actually hit a certain amount before mm-hmm. the insurance would pay.
I see.
So if she stayed at the hospital for a couple hours, no money from the insurance. If she stayed there a day or two, it was completely covered.
I see. Okay. Tracy goes on, so if you visit the doctor, your medical bills will be very affordable under our plan. Okay, medical, spelt M-E-D-I-C-A-L, medical, just means related to medicine and a person's health, okay? For example, I went to see the doctor because I had a medical problem. I had a problem with my health or with the medicine I was taking.
That's right. And then she also says, does all of this make sense so far? Now, so far is an idiom. It's so, S-O, and far, F-A-R, so far. And it means at this time or up until now. So she's asking if all the stuff that I've said up to this point, do you understand it?
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example. I have visited 20 different countries so far.
Mm.
So that means since you started traveling, mm-hmm. you've visited 20 different countries.
Yep, up until now. Hopefully there'll be more in the future.
Oh, so this is yours.
Yes, it's true. Okay, so it's also our shortcut for you for today. So we'll cut to that and we'll come right back.
Shortcut for you. Hello?
Hey, how are you, Brian?
I'm well. How's the conference in Taichung?
Very interesting. I went to several talks already, and yesterday we had a lot of great local food.
It sounds like you're having fun so far.
So far? I didn't travel very far, though. It's just in Taichung.
So far means up until this point or at this time.
I get it. So far is 目前为止.
That's right. So far, you've been enjoying the conference.
Yes. So far, I've also been to 2 different night markets. The food there was so great. What have you done so far while I was gone?
So far, nothing as fun as what you've done.
Hi guys, welcome back. We're talking about a bit about health insurance today, and we've got about halfway through this conversation. Andrew is asking Tracy some questions about joining the company and getting on their health insurance plan.
That's right. Andrew, Tracy asked him a question if he understood everything she had said up to this point, and he says, it makes perfect sense to me. My last job didn't provide me with health insurance, so I'm glad to hear that you do.
Okay, that's definitely good. Tracy then says, of course, all of our full-time employees are covered. So that means all of the full-time employees will get health insurance, okay? But if you have a private health insurance plan that you prefer, then you don't have to join our plan. Okay, so private, generally it can just mean for the use of one person or a group of people, but when we're talking about insurance, it means it's owned by an individual. They've taken it out, it's nothing to do with their company, they've made their own insurance arrangements with an insurance company. For example, travel insurance is mostly private. You contact the insurance company, you tell them where you're going, they say this is how much it will cost, and you pay it.
Yeah, in the U.S., a lot of people get private insurance because, as we'll learn in the next day, the U.S. healthcare system's a bit wonky, strange. But private insurance, we tend to take it out so that we can have certain coverage that is not provided by our companies.
Exactly. Okay, Andrew then says, that's fine. It's more convenient to be on the company plan. So I guess the company is going to give him a better deal than if he got a private deal. And he'd probably pay less.
Yeah. He even says, that's one less bill to worry about each month.
Yeah, for sure. So he's thinking, great, I get my medical bills, or most of them, paid for me, and I don't need to worry about paying them myself anymore.
That's right. She says, I agree. We try our best to take care of our employees.
Andrew, of course, says that sounds great, and it does. He then says, I'm sure that this is a good place to work, and I hope that I can join you here. So we can kind of infer from that he's not quite accepted a contract and signed a contract with this job yet. They're just going through the last details before he does. But from the sound of it, I think he's going to.
Yeah, I think so too. Tracy says, we'll contact you in a week to let you know our decision. So contact, it's a verb. And it means to get in touch with, talk to, or write to someone. So we spell contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, contact. Here's an example sentence. I haven't contacted my junior high school classmates for years. Yeah, it's difficult to stay in contact. That's another thing you could say, stay in contact or keep in touch with someone. It's very difficult as you get older. You get very busy.
So by that, Tracy's saying, we'll contact you to let you know our decision. She's saying, we'll give you an email or phone you in a week to let Andrew know if they're going to employ him or not. So he seems pretty keen, and Tracy, maybe she's still got to make a decision about whether they will hire him. She then says, Thanks for meeting with us, Andrew.
That's right. Now, you said contact him with an email or a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're likely to get hired by a company, they're going to probably call you by phone more often than not. And if they don't want to hire you, they might use email, because then they don't have to deal with that kind of awkward
confrontation kind of thing. Yes. Yeah, if you get an email, all you can do is kind of shout and reply to it. But on a phone call, you could just start shouting straight away.
That's right. But they do sometimes hire you through email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would depend on the company and on the job. So that is the end of this discussion. We've got a lot more to talk about with insurance, which will be on tomorrow's article. But for now, we're going to move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what benefits do you think a company should give its workers, and why?
I believe that the benefits that a company should offer its workers should be maybe healthy. I know a guy who has an office job, and his company allows once a week for people to come in and give massages to the employees, which I think is really good, especially if you sit at the desk all day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your shoulders get sore or your back. So having someone come in and give you a massage is beneficial.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to something I mentioned in our introduction, and that is that a company should offer a certain amount of flexibility in its working hours, okay? And that's because sometimes you need to do things like go to the bank or go to the doctors, all these things that you can only do during office hours. And if your company is not flexible about letting you do it, then it can be really hard to kind of get some important things done. You don't want to actually have to use up holiday days, you know, just so you've got a day to do all this stuff. So companies should go, okay, you worked a little less today, you can make the hours up tomorrow or stay later, or, you know, find some way to just allow people to live their lives without having to worry about, oh, I can't do that today, I can't go there because I can't get out of work.
Right. And you mentioned holiday or vacation. I think having days where you're allowed to leave the office for a week to go somewhere is awesome. I think every company should consider it, because it allows your employee to leave the office and then feel refreshed after having some kind of fun activity.
Yeah, certainly in the UK, paid holiday for most workers is normal. So, and that means that they don't have to worry about taking their holidays or how long a holiday they take. They can just go, I get a certain amount of holiday days a year. And the reason we offer these benefits is not just because we think, you know, employees want them. It's because it'll make people want to work for the company. So by offering benefits, people will be happier at work and they'll work better.
That's right. If you're happy at your job, you're very productive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're upset, maybe not so much.
Exactly. All right. Well, that is the end of this part of the article. We're going to come back tomorrow and discuss some more issues about health insurance. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Learning more about company health insurance.
So, now that we've gone over salary and working hours, do you have any other questions about the job?
Yes, I do. Do you offer health insurance to employees?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Yes, if you work full-time in our company, you will qualify for a health insurance plan.
Does that cover dental and vision care?
Yes, the package has health, dental, and vision care. Each month, we'll pay for your coverage. So, if you visit the doctor, your medical bills will be very affordable under our plan. Does all of this make sense so far?
It makes perfect sense to me. My last job didn't provide me with health insurance, so I'm glad to hear that you do.
Of course, all of our full-time employees are covered. But if you have a private health insurance plan that you prefer, then you don't have to join our plan.
That's fine. It's more convenient to be on the company plan. That's one less bill to worry about each month.
I agree. We try our best to take care of our employees.
That sounds great. I'm sure that this is a good place to work, and I hope that I can join you here.
We'll contact you in a week to let you know our decision. Thanks for meeting with us, Andrew.
Vocabulary Review.
Insurance. It's important to have car insurance in case you have an accident on the road. Salary. The man's new job pays him a higher monthly salary than his previous job. Qualify. I won't qualify to work as a pilot until I finish flight school. Medical. My grandfather has many medical examinations and goes to the hospital often. Private. She's a very private person who shares little information about her life. Contact. The man's old friend contacted him through an email to see how he was doing.